Hello, and welcome to our March 22nd Geography Podcast. Thanks for joining us. We're your hosts, Katerina Corbettis
and Kiara Mercado. Make sure to tune in every Wednesday at 3 p.m. to our weekly podcast.
Kiara, you know this is just a one-time thing, right?
Oh.
We're currently recording this live in our geography classroom. In today's podcast, we will be discussing water dams and hydroelectricity projects.
Well, what exactly are water dams and hydroelectricity projects?
Hydroelectricity is electricity produced by generators that are pushed by water movement. Usually it is made with dams that block a river to make a reservoir or area to collect water that is pumped there. When water is released, the pressure behind the dam forces the water down pipes that lead to a turbine.
Where in Canada are they located?
There are many rivers across Canada, Quebec, British Columbia, Manitoba, Ontario, and Newfoundland and Labrador, which makes these provinces the top producing provinces in Canada. They produce over 95% of Canada's total hydropower generation. The 7,722 megawatt Robert Bruce hydroelectric power plant, which is the largest power plant in Canada, is located in northern Quebec on the La Grande River. In Brazil, Russia, China, USA, and Paraguay are some of the world's largest hydroelectric power plants and water dams. Out of all of these, Canada is known as the third largest producer of hydropower in the world. Having said this, Kiara, do you know about any issues surrounding water dams and hydroelectricity?
As a matter of fact, I do. First off, Canada currently has approximately 78,000 megawatts of installed capacity and is able to more than double that to 160,000 megawatts. Given that Canada is looking for ways to reduce targets for reducing carbon emissions, it is good news. However, hydropower does not pollute water or air. Some hydropower issues are that hydropower facilities can have major environmental impacts by changing the environment and affecting the dam area's land use, homes, and natural habitats. Plants with hydropower can also cause low levels of dissolved oxygen in water that are harmful to river habitats. Dams have an impact on the quality of water. It is possible to heat up slow-moving or still reservoirs, resulting in abnormal fluctuations in temperature that can affect sensitive species. This may result in algal blooms and lower levels of oxygen. Other dams decrease temperatures. Katerina, what is the economic of water dams and hydroelectricity?
The biggest benefit of the Corps hydropower program is the abundance of low-cost energy that the projects contribute to electricity grids. Hydropower plants do not burn fuel, operating costs are low, and immune to rising prices of fossil fuel. A recent study by Navigant Consulting found that hydropower could create 1.4 million cumulative jobs by 2025 when policies such as renewable electricity standard are implemented. What are some recommendations and solutions to the issues regarding water dams and hydroelectricity?
To maintain a sustainable resource, biomass gasifiers are the alternative to hydropower and dams, which burn agricultural waste products. Hydro-speaking is a practice used by consumers of electricity to increase the flow of rivers from hydroelectric dams during periods of high demand. Many environmental groups would prefer not to see the construction of new dams. They believe that other sustainable sources of energy have evolved as better alternatives. Wind and solar can be deployed faster and have lower environmental and social footprint, says International Rivers and Environmental Groups Executive Detector. Well, that's all we have for today, folks. Now leave.
Don't be mean, Kiara. Be thankful for our viewers that took their time out of their day to listen to this podcast. What she meant to say was,
thanks for tuning in to our podcast.
Bye.